From Melbourne to the world, you are listening to Parks E.
So, Aisha begins. So, how did you get into music?
I started singing when I was about 5 years old, and then just did some amateur shows through my youth, and then hit the live pub scene when I was about 18, and haven't stopped since. So, yeah.
So, what has been the highlight for you with your music?
Just the people that you get to meet. I get just meeting lots of other musicians and fans of music and. I just love the places that it can take you, the people that you get to meet, the shows that you get to do. The adrenaline from performing is my favourite thing probably about it.
So what does performing live mean to you?
I just love the feeling that I get from it. It just makes me feel good and there's nothing like it. It just takes you to another world.
So how does the song start for you?
To write?
Yes.
So writing a song, usually I like to collaborate with people, so usually we'll start with an idea of what I want to say. We'll listen to some other music just to kind of get in the vibe of what I want it to sound like, and then it just expands from there and starts from nothing and ends up being something pretty cool.
So do you have moments where you just can't write and you need to take a break and
all the time? I think writer's block is most of the time, and then every now and again something will just happen and it'll keep flowing out, but definitely deal with writer's block a lot.
So what do you like about playing covers? I know you put out a cover CD.
Yeah. I love the familiarity of doing covers. I think it's something that people relate to and it's familiar to them, so they'll come along to a show, and then once they've kind of warmed to how you've performed that cover, they are more open to receiving something that they've never heard at all before. So, yeah, I like it. I like covers as a bit of a draw card just to kind of get people's interest.
So what was the new release about?
Long Time Coming?
Yes.
Long Time Coming is Long Time Coming is just a collection of songs that I was working on over a long time coming. And basically it's just kind of an emotional outpouring, I guess, of a lot of things that I'd been holding on to emotionally for some time. Decisions that I wasn't quite ready to make yet, and just dealing with growing up, I think, the last few years, and so it all come out in song.
Cool. So what do you hope the rest of 2017 will have in store for you?
Hopefully this year I'd like to do a bit more travelling, and I'm over on the East Coast quite a bit, so just to meet lots of people on the East Coast and do some shows and just collaborate with other artists, do some writing, hopefully get on some festivals, that'd be nice.
Cool. So what has been your favourite show to date?
My favourite show to date? That is hard. I really liked the entire Tamworth Country Music Festival, mm-hmm. So it wasn't really one show, but I liked the whole vibe of that festival. It was really fun.
Cool. So we've got one more minute. Then I want to take a couple of quick photos and snap you a few, and then we'll
let you go.
So if you could have anybody in a video clip, who would it be?
Keith Urban.
Nice.
From Melbourne to the world, you're listening to Parks E.